Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Dreams LA. Chilling with Lyrical. You know how I do. Repping that White City, Cali. Today's topic is Christian hip hop will set you free from hurt, pain, and disappointment. You know, using this art, God wants you to tell about your testimony and, you know, how he's been there with you through everything. And, you know, don't be scared, don't be afraid to, you know, let people know, you know, your testimony, because other people out here dealing with things too, and, you know, they need to hear, like, oh, if God did it for me, he can do it for you too. But what people don't realize is he's not finna do it when we want him to. He's gonna do it when you've grown, when you cut out your evil, mean, and wicked ways. That's when he's gonna change things for you. It ain't peaches and cream, no. But he's gonna make you go through something to get something. See, a lot of people immature, very immature, at they act like kids, and they grown acting like kids because of hurt and pain and disappointments from their past. People don't know how to let things go and forgive and let God work it out. People think they can handle things on their own, but it don't work like that. No. When God is trying to teach you something, he will make you uncomfortable. Yes, he will, because he wants you to learn something. He wants you to grow. So you're going to feel uncomfortable. But yeah, using this art with the hip hop, it's a way to set people free from things. You know, everybody's dealing with something, you know. But if you don't have God in it, you're going to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over again until you learn what God is trying to teach you, you know. Too many people be having pity parties and all this, wanting people to feel sorry for them. No. Embrace change. Learn what God is trying to do in your life so you can change them evil ways that you have. And that's just the way it is. He's not going to change anything for you unless you change yourself. He's going to continue to make people uncomfortable. Continue to, the devil uses so many people, and it's like people don't know how to resist the devil because they always want to act foolish, you know? And it don't work like that. When God is trying to teach you something, you need to open your eyes and learn.
This nation has always been divided. Yes, everyone, not catching a big picture. The devil's attack, now the whole world gone back. Family missing loved ones due to ignorance, that's sad. What happened to the love? All I see is hate. Hey, everyone, wake up before it's too late. Play. Renew your mind, find time to meditate. Renew your mind, find time to meditate. This world been divided. Most people walk around lost. Devil got their minds gone. Wake up, something's wrong. I pray God heals. Some hurt, so they hurt others to feel equal. No justice being served, now the hate increase. Too many cold hearts, too many souls dark. No one really cares, only a chosen few. We need people who loyal and really stay true. All this foolishness, confusing hearts, being some stone misusing. Change has to come, it's time to start schooling. This world rather see people dead instead of forming unity. Lost behind material things, mind gone, no easy phone home. It's like knock, knock, who's there, walking around like our nation fell because of lack of knowledge. Some folks think that's funny, no comedy. This nation has always been divided. Guess everyone not catching a
is nowhere to be found. Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't have common sense, you know. Well, they actually do, but they don't use it. Everybody want to act foolish all the time. But, you know, you reap what you sow. And a lot of people, when you reap what you sow, they don't understand what you give out, you're going to get back. And that's just the way it goes. But flamethrower, lyrically blessed, same people. Some people are hot mess. No, I'm not judging people who know what they do. Phloetically blessed, smooth rhymes, hard times. Blind, yeah, it's a message in these lyrics. Get your minds right, time for a change. This world going under, people getting... Whoa. This world going under, and it's really getting real. Our choices we make, it bring us up or down. Will you rise up or would you drown? Patina reppin' Y City. My name is Lyric Cole, like you know. And I got these flows, and I could go on and on and on and on and on. Because I'm lyrically blessing. Like I said, a lot of people are hot mess. And through any storm, notice you're still blessed. But God gonna take you through anything he want to, and he gonna bring you out in his time, because that's what he gonna do. You can't rush him or make him go quicker. God is here, and he's real, and that's what's the real deal. So people that think they running their own show, you really not, because God tells you where to go. Some people so miserable, they going around in circles. No, this ain't Family Matters. This ain't Steve Urkel. Yeah, you got to go through something to get some. And a lot of people don't want to grow up. That's why so many people still be going through disappointments, hurt, and pain, because they ain't letting God do it for them. They think that what they're doing is the way to go. But no, not when it's making you miserable, you angry. No, that's because God is trying to do something. When he makes you uncomfortable, he do stuff like that. He wants to take that anger, bitterness, all that evil stuff out of you. Like I say, you reap what you sow. And a lot of people that sow things don't like to reap what they sow. And people don't know how it's coming back on them either. Like, because God ain't gonna don't nobody know how you gonna, if you reap bad things, you don't know how it's coming back to you. You don't. So that's how you gotta watch how you treat people. Because, you know, the way you treat people, that's how they going to treat you back, you know? So you can't get mad if you treating people one way and then you mad because somebody else treating you how you treat other people. No, it don't work like that. We got folks out here rapping about irrelevant things that don't even concern our heart or soul. It's mostly based on material things, and material things can't heal you. They can't bring the pain and hurt to, you know, calm and ease. They can't bring you peace through a storm. No. Only God can do that. Only he can do that. And, you know, doing Christian rap, you know, you got to rap about what's real and what's true. Because there's nothing else. You can't come fake or nothing like that, because it's true. It's true passion for the art, and it comes real, real, real. Nothing fake about it. It's nothing fake about it. Some people can't even handle it. That's how much power it got behind it. People get jealous of other people because God give them certain gifts and stuff like that. But he ain't finna give you, he give everybody something, but you ain't gonna be able to work in your gifts he give you if you out here treating people wrong and you have an evil heart and cold heart. No, it don't work like that. We all got to go through some things and get some things. Go through to grow through to get to. Go through to grow through to get to. Yeah, we got to. People be rapping about things that make somebody, if you angry, they rap about things that make you more angry. So they ain't doing nothing but confusing your mind and, you know, staring you away from taking you on wrong paths that you don't even supposed to be on. But so many people then put put their trust in these lyrics that these industry artists be portraying, all these gold chains, these cars, and all this other bull crap. And then, and it's just material things. Material things got people going crazy out here, like insane in a membrane. And it's crazy because a lot of people don't even have control over themselves. No mental control, life folds. No mental control, life folds. You have to go through to grow through to get to. God is not going to give you something. I mean, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. That's no doubt. But until you change and grow up, he's not about to give you nothing. You're going to keep going through and going through. So to everybody that's going through something, God ain't doing nothing but trying to get your attention. He keeps showing you things, and he keeps showing you things, but you are blind to what he's trying to show you. And you're gonna miss it, like, and you're never gonna get your blessing because you're missing what he's trying to show you. And that's real. A lot of people, money is the root of all evil. And people will put money over God. And, you know, like the Bible say, either you love one and you'll hate the other. So a lot of people loving money but hating God, like, but not knowing God is the one that supplies all your needs according to your riches and glory. But see, when you ain't reborn again and renewing your mind on a daily basis, this is where the devil traps people at, because you ain't renewing your mind. You ain't in your word. Every time something goes wrong in your life, you want to doubt God. You want to talk bad about him. You know, like you ain't, you got to account for some things yourself. Like your ignorance and all that, foolishness, drama. You do all that stuff. You got to learn how to deal with stuff like that. God is testing people every day to humble themselves. And when you don't humble yourself, you're going to go through it until you humble yourself. And that's God is going to see you through it. And that's just what it is. You know, ain't no faking and shaking and nothing. This is all truth right here. He's going to humble you. You don't want to humble yourself? He's going to make life humble you. And you're going to humble yourself, or you're going to keep going in circles and in circles until you learn what God is trying to tell you. It gets deep. You have to be in your word. People lack knowledge, spiritual knowledge. You know, everybody want to fight things in the flesh and, oh, I want to be this big, bad, and tough person. And, like, oh, God's going to break you down from that. Like, so you're really not impressing nobody with that, or you're really not scaring nobody. But God is going to break you down with that. And, you know, man, the way you treat others, God looks at how you treat people, too. And some people out here treating people real badly. Like some people got really cold hearts. They souls dark, really cold hearts. And God is about to change everybody. Cold hearts, souls dark, you know what I'm saying? All that. He ain't playing. He going to make you go through something because you out here being mean and evil to other folks, worrying about material things. People put material things over next human being. People out here killing for material things. So life don't even matter. Material things matter more than somebody's life. Jesus Christ. This world needs a whole lot of help. I want to read Proverbs 12. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be condemned according to his wisdom, but he who is of perverse heart will be despised. Better is the one who is slighted but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes help. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but the counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. So, it's a lot of wicked souls out here. And, you know, it's time for people to stop being evil, because God is not playing. He's not playing with people. People speak. The things that come out of people's mouths are so, so wrong. And they don't care. They don't care. A lot of people in this world do not care. They have cold hearts, attitudes, it's just messed up, stanky, all type of stuff. But it's all right, though, because in the walk with God, you have to learn that he's going to fight all your battles. So we don't have to resort into violence and stuff like that. We don't have to do anything. But when people treat us wrong, God said vengeance is his. So as long as you're walking with God, he's going to repay every person that did something to you. You just got to learn to forgive. I mean, we ain't going to never forget how people treat us. You know, who's going to forget anything about somebody treating you wrong, you know? But it's okay, because God's going to handle everybody, and he's going to make your enemies your footstool. Disappointment's bound to happen. Don't let it bring you out your character, cause a negative reaction. People and things we love become distractions. Eliminate whoever brings harm your way. Look to the skies. There is always better days. Can't let situations cause you to fall off. No matter what, with Jesus we walk. Tests come in all forms, all over the earth. Kings and queens are born. Superstars are created in the storm. Have to grow through the process to get to the promise. No matter what, can't give up. Devils will come in situations. Have to develop a whole lot of patience. Never been easy. Haters hate freely. You know, we all got free will. And, you know, God will have people see things in you that, you know, you don't know that he's showing them stuff about you, but that's when people turn into haters, they jealous, envy, just, I don't know, I've never been the type to be jealous of no one or envy no one, you know, because like I said, if he did it for somebody else, he's going to do it for you, and some people out here getting things that God ain't blessed them with, but to somebody else is looking like, oh, God blessing them, but yeah, he blesses the just and the unjust, but some people getting things in the wrong way. And it just is what it is. I'm keeping it real. People getting things the wrong way. People be like, oh, it don't matter how you get this and get that. Yes, it does. Because some people take from other people's to get what they got, you know? And that ain't right, because you got people out here working hard for what they got. And then you got some evil little soul want to come and take it away from them. No, that's not right. We're going to bring Christian hip-hop back, speaking that truth, that real, that rawness. And that's just how it's going to be. And, you know, people going to like it, people not going to like it. So what? You know, for the ones who like it, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And for the ones who don't, stop hating. And, you know, get on the train, you know. Some people hate because they don't understand. A lot of people don't understand spiritual things because they ain't spiritual. They don't have a connection with God. But don't make it, don't let it make you turn from who you ain't to be something you not. You know, to be you. Be who God created you to be. If you a Christian rapper, you know, do the dang thing. Do your thing and let the haters hate. Because like Bishop Noel Jones say, if you ain't doing something, if you got haters, you doing something right. So continue to do what you do. If you're a Christian rapper, go on, give it up for God. Like, you know, set people free. Set people, heal people pain. You know, let them know that God's still there with them and he going to bring them out. You know, first he got to change some things inside of them, these bad attitudes and all that, you know. A lot of people got so many bad attitudes, and it's crazy. It's just too crazy. People let the world make they – people just let the world – basically control how they feel and how they act and how they act towards people. But that's bad. Like, you don't have no control over yourself. You done gave all your power away.
Yeah, God created me for this right here in particular. I got a message for everybody out there. They call me Lyrical. I'm about to bring it to you. This is for everybody out there, though. You know, we go through situations in life where we all need a little motivation. Here we go. Saving lost souls is what's on the menu. Devil mix you up, stir you and blend you. Every day we fight to get through. Some wishing they was back in middle school. These days we living in, devil give no easy win. Wake up every day, have your title to defend. All born champions, poets run miles around. Might give 100% plus extra. I'm only a beginner. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. We all feeling some way, we stuck in the ocean. God ready to save us, are we ready to get saved? Understanding the life you learn through experience. We were all taught to use common sense. You have to push forward when things make no sense. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Even through trials, notice I'm still blessed. Got sins and angels every day to protect. Follow his path, I'll always succeed. Living in a world always tempted to sin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. For the next generation, by time people stop hating. Too many souls lost walking around zombies. Living in a world, time to change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just maintaining. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day.
day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just the main thing. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in a world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in a world, we living in a world. We are still blessed, but every day is a test. We living in a world, we are still blessed. We living in a world where every day is a test.
Yes, every day is a test. God gonna test you in so many ways. So many ways. So people just gotta be ready. You gotta know. You gotta pay attention, because man, you got to pay attention. You don't wanna keep going and struggling in the same thing. I wonder why you keep going through the same thing, same hurt, same pain, same disappointments. Because God wants you to trust Him. He don't want you to depend on other people, humans and stuff like that. Because humans will disappoint you. Humans will cause you pain. Humans really don't care about you unless they have something to gain from it. So, man, He just wants you to trust Him and know that whatever you need, He will supply it. You know, it might not be when we want Him to, but it's going to come. And we just have to be patient. Like, a lot of people don't even have fruits of the Spirit. A lot of people ain't kind to people. A lot of people not showing love to people. You know, a lot of people not, you know, encouraging people, humbling themselves and stuff like that. A lot of people are talking about people and trying to bring them, you know, down. They already down in spirit. A lot of people are crushing people's spirit, not uplifting spirits. Like, hurt people hurt people. So, you know, a lot of people out here hurting people, they hurting themselves. But you think they strong and everything, but they really not, because a person that's really strong is not going to hurt the next. You know what I'm saying? And if you're doing anything from the heart, you're going to encourage somebody to do better with their lives. And, you know, encourage them to go to the next level in their life, you know, and stop letting the enemy, the devil, bring them out their character, because he uses situations, the things we don't like, the things we like, the people we into it with, the people we don't like. You know, he uses all that. So, you know, I'm bringing this real raw truth through my lyrics, through everything I write. Like, ain't no faking and nothing about it. This is all real right here. And this is all for God. It's not for me. It's for God, you know, because He's the one who's going to get the glory out of this. You know, He's using me, you know, to get the glory. He's using me. You know, He's just using me. I'm just a vessel, you know. And I just want everybody to trust God, you know, put your faith in God. Stop putting your faith in people, because they're going to always leave you hurt, in pain, you know. Let's lean on God more and not people. Because most people don't understand what you're going through. This is a spiritual thing, spiritual battle. Some things you fight inside, you know. And a lot of people don't understand it, but God, you know, because He created us. And, you know, He know what He want to do in our lives. So if He using you to be a Christian rapper, don't worry about what other people think, you know. Don't worry about it, because then you're going to worry about it, and then you're going to be something you wasn't created to be like. And then you're still not going to feel comfortable, because it's something you really not. And, man, it's just too many people pleasers. I want to read a poem by Terry Webb, "Good Children." We must teach the children teaching of Christ to our daughters and sons. We must speak the truth to our precious little ones. Teach the children that there is one whom loves them more, of one who loves them more than you now and forevermore. And we must teach our children to beware of Satan too. And we must teach our children trusting God their lifetime through. Again, that's by Terry Webb, and it's called "The Children." Yeah, we have to teach our children. It starts young because even at a young age, Satan is attacking kids, you know? Satan is attacking these kids at a young age. And, like, it's just, it's deep. Like, we have to train our kids up right, because as they get an adult, and then if they ain't trained up right, it's just, it's going to go downfall from there. And we don't want to go downfall. We want to go up. We're trying to rise above all this negativity in the world and what Satan is doing to our people, people killing people, and just too much stuff going on, racism and all the other stuff that's going on along with it, you know. Just because you black, you know, they limit you and stuff like that, color folks. Like one of my sayings is, color folks always intimidated other folks, stupidity all over. We need to come together as sisters, brothers. We all bleed blood. No one is better than the next. It's about time each other show respect. Bring peace to this nation. Devil got so many folks hating. Be aware of devilish schemes. Send you on the wrong path to your dreams. He sent you on the wrong path to your dreams, man. This is real out here. People need to, let's come on. We done lost too many people because we let life take us under and we let the devil use us. It's just, come on, man. We got to be better. We got to get with God. We got to stand firm on his word and do what he wants us to do. Even to people that we don't like, you know, because he'll use stuff like that to test us too. And that ain't easy at all. I ain't going to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to just let it tell the truth. It's not easy being good to people that hurt you, you know, cause you pain. But see, that's where you know you grew at when you could be good to people that wasn't good to you. For real.
Woo! Lyrical boy coming through. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Kingdom building, you fight against lost souls. It's the God in me. He died and he rose. Shed his blood for our sins. Died on the cross. Through life experience, I feel his pain. Sun will shine after the rain. Mistake after mistake. Apologies mean nothing. Walking in love is something of a fight. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Walking in love, gotta forgive ignorance. No matter the age, people still lack common sense. Who's to blame? No one but the individual. Lyrical poet, don't send subliminals. Living in these days, things are getting critical. Listen, bless God, time is testing. There's no recession when you're under God's wing. Long suffering, feel manifest into your dreams. Long suffering, feel manifest into your dreams. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. One who hurts you most, be closer to your heart. Meditating on God's word gives us a fresh start. Only way to walk in love after pain. Renew your mind, don't overbake your brain. Don't overbake your brain. Easily forgive, trying to walk in this image. Love is a blessing mixed with a curse. Humble when devils get the truth. tripping. Love you more, step closer to my vision. Love you more, step closer to my vision. Situations I overlook for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations I overlook for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Living for Christ, you gotta fight demons. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. So keep moving. Lyrical poet, and you know it. Hot mix.
Whoa, that was my last song, Walking in Love. Hope you guys enjoyed the show for today. The topic was Christian hip hop will set you free from hurt, pain, and disappointment. So anything we face, stand with God, we coming out stronger and wiser and better. Never be afraid to let people know what you've been through and how God has helped you through it all. And know that whatever God promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. But we have to go through, to grow through, to get to. You know? And it's all going to work out for our good. You guys have a nice day. Lyrical, big dreams, late.